One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Betty and Henry at Jack's house.
I guess Joan spent more than she expected for furniture. What'd you say, Father Barber?
I make no comment. Joan has been allowed to take an apartment by herself with a separate entrance, but I have made no comment whatever. I dismiss it from my mind.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Are you troubled with athlete's foot?
Boy, I'll say I am, and right now I feel as though I'm walking on live coals. My feet are killing me.
Bathe them with Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine, to relieve the painful itching misery, to combat the infection itself. That's right. Bactine, to relieve the itching, to fight the infection of athlete's foot.
Will Bactine do all that?
You bet. No matter what you've tried for athlete's foot, now try Bactine. In actual tests, Bactine killed all the different types of fungus germs that cause more than 90% of athlete's foot.
That sounds wonderful. Where can I get Bactine?
At any drugstore. Only 30 cents or 70 cents a bottle. Read the Bactine directions on athlete's foot. See how continued use of Bactine every day can help you. And listen to this, too. Bactine is a crystal clear liquid that does not stain, leaves no greasy film, does not spot the skin nor clothing, and is gentle and soothing to use even when you apply it full strength to athlete's foot.
Never heard of anything like it.
That's what everyone says. And there never has been anything like Bactine. Get it, try it, and be delighted. Discover for yourself what real relief from athlete's foot can be. Ask for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Chapter 12, Book 85. Standing at the living room window, Betty is watching hopefully for Jack's return. He's working overtime again tonight. It's almost 8 o'clock now. Father Barber came over this evening to read a bedtime story to the six little girls. Betty, with a glance at the clock, is about to call upstairs to remind him and his audience that it's now well past bedtime. But as she starts to call, she's interrupted.
Hello? Oh, hello, Claudia. No, he's late again. I see he's working at the office. No, I'm all right. He's kind of tired. Father Barber's upstairs reading to the children. What? Oh, uh-huh. I see. $227.50. Where do I write that down?
Is that for me, Betty? Tell Fanny I'm coming right now.
It's Claudia, Father Barber.
Oh.
What is it, Claudia?
Oh, they like the story of Cecil. Oh, I didn't know you were still on the telephone.
I see. Yeah. I guess I understand it. I wrote it down anyway. I'll have Jack call you as soon as he comes in. Okay. Bye. Something about an extra $227 from the estate for Joan's apartment. Another antique. I guess Joan spent more than she expected.
Yes.
What would you say, Father Barber?
Oh, I make no comment. Claudia and Nicholas have allowed Joan to take an apartment by herself with a separate entrance, but I have made no comment whatever. No, I dismiss it from my mind. As I was about to say, Betty, are you doing something?
No, just waiting for Jack.
Yes? Oh, where does he have dinner when he works until this hour?
Oh, he has a clubhouse sandwich sent up from that restaurant downstairs. Just going to ruin his stomach.
Well, as I was about to say, the children like to hear that story about Cecil the bear, you know. And I make the mistake, I do it on purpose. Every now and again, I call him Cecil, just to see the wide-eyed pained disapproval on those earnest little faces, and hear the gentle way they correct me. No, they say it's Cecil, Grandpa.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, you seem a little abstracted tonight, Betty. Are you worried about something?
Oh, no.
My dear, I told Jack the other evening, I realize with Mary Lou's tonsillectomy...
Oh, no, Father Barber.
Let me finish, please. I want you to, both of you. Now, we won't say anything to anybody else, but if you're pressed for, you know, yes... I can spare whatever you may need.
Oh, thank you very much. Jack told me about your offer, and it's wonderful, but we'll manage. Only I do think the way Jack works, it's about time Judge Hunter recognized his value to that firm.
Oh, he does. Yes, yes. At the house the other night, Judge Hunter was there, you know. He paid Jack some very high compliments.
Compliments are all well and good, but you can't dress six little girls on compliments.
My dear, here, let's sit down. Yeah. Now, look. These are the years, you see. These are the hard years when young people have to prove themselves. Yeah. Now, Jack is showing sturdy qualities, Betty. When he lost out on the partnership last time, well, he took it like a man. You both behaved splendidly.
Oh, I guess I complained a little.
Oh, well, that's only human. But you both came through it with dignity and courage. And though it may not seem so, Jack is making steady progress. Oh, while, as you say, compliments won't buy you six cute little nightgowns like they're wearing.
Betty.
Jack?
Oh, hi, Dad. Hi.
Good evening, my boy.
Father Barber came over to read the bedtime story.
That's a break.
Are you just dead?
Oh, no. Not too bad.
Look, your hair's on end. Mary Lou says she always knows when Daddy's tired because his hair's on end.
Well, I'll run along. Fanny will be wondering what became of me.
Well, don't hurry, Dad.
You'll want your shower, Jack. Have a good night's sleep, my boy, and you'll be fit as a fiddle in the morning. Good night.
Night.
Night, Dan.
I'll fix the catch on the back door as I go.
Thanks.
Did you have dinner?
Uh-huh.
What did you eat?
Clubhouse sandwich.
Now, Jack, you're going
to... Please, Betty. Good gosh, not tonight. I like clubhouse sandwiches.
Well, don't snap at me.
Sorry.
Here. I brought your slippers down. If you'll sit down on the Davenport, I'll put them on for you.
I order clubhouse sandwiches because it's the only thing in that greasy spoon down there they know how to make.
All right, dear. We won't argue about it. When you get an ulcer, I'll nurse you through it. Sit down. Hold up your foot.
Kids all right?
Six little balls of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Other foot.
Any mail?
Oh, don't look at it tonight. You're too tired.
What came?
Let's talk for a few minutes and then go to bed.
What came?
The bill for Mary Lou's tonsillectomy.
Already? Ye gods, that guy must rush out of surgery and sit right down at the typewriter before he washes his hands. How much was it?
I don't see why we have to talk about it tonight.
Betty.
It's $125, and that doesn't seem so terrible to me. Laura Bell Stevens paid $360 for little Jimmy's. I think Dr. Thompson told that surgeon to go easy on us. We don't have to pay it all at once anyway. Doctors are used to waiting.
Do you realize this kicks the budget for this month right out the window, and next month's too? I work on a narrow margin.
It isn't my fault. I know I wanted a large family, but you don't figure on tonsillectomies when you're young and in love.
What other bills are there?
Hardly any. Just the milk, and a telephone, gas, and a little bill from Stark and Cressips.
What'd you get at Stark and Cressips?
Not anything for myself, Jack.
What did you get?
Six nightgowns for the girls.
Only $8.80 a piece, I suppose. A big bargain, knocked down from 15, so we actually save money. One of those deals, Betty?
They were $2.75, and just try to buy them any cheaper.
Well, look, why don't you space it? Buy one this month and one next and so forth.
Because they all wear out at once, that's why, and I'm not going to have them sleeping in their underwear or naked.
Okay, okay.
If you're going to speak to me in that rough, rude fashion, I'll go to bed. I'll sleep with Sharon Ann.
Paper here?
What?
There's the evening paper here?
It's right in front of you on the coffee table.
Oh.
Night.
Night.
The reason I bought the nightgowns, it was a sudden sale, and I didn't have time to talk it over with you.
I understand.
Well, I'll go sleep with one of the children.
Good night. I'm so tired, I'll probably thrash around anyway. I'll see you in the morning. Good night, Betty.
Night.
If it seems crowded, come back to our room.
Oh, Jack, you're to call Claudia. Something about Joan's estate and some extra money.
Well, I'm just too doggone tired for any of that. I'll call her in the morning.
But she wants you to call tonight. I said I'd tell you.
Ye gods, that estate. I don't know. What's it about this time?
Well, Joan bought another antique for her apartment. And she's already spent all the money you allowed her.
What?
Hmm?
$2,000?
I don't know what you allowed her, but it's gone. So Claudia countersigned another check. Let's see. I wrote it down over here. Yeah, here it is. Joan came to her today and needed more money, so Claudia countersigned one of her checks for $227.50. See, I wrote it down.
Ye gods and little fishes, are they crazy?
Well, Jack, don't glare at me. I didn't do it. All I'm trying to do is deliver messages.
Now, let's not...
You've been in a simply foul humor ever since you got home. I'm sorry about the nightgowns. The weather's warming up now. It's spring. I'll teach him to sleep naked.
Oh, Betty.
If I'd had the good sense to take a medical course in college, I could take tonsils out myself, I suppose. I do everything else.
Oh, now.
I get tired, too, you know. I don't mind working till I'm absolutely dizzy, but I do like a kind word now and then.
Now, don't go away, man. Wait a minute till I phone Claudia.
You get your feelings hurt sometimes, that's all. I'm not made of iron.
Oh, Miss McCullough? Is Claudia there? Jack, tell her.
I work just as hard as anybody else and get just as tired. Nobody runs and gets my slippers.
All right, Miss.
I kick off my shoes downstairs and carry them up myself in my stocking feet. And some nights they burn.
Hello, Claudia. Jack. Now, what's all this? Do you mean to say that Joan has spent $2,227.50 and only got a few antiques? Well, sure she wants nice things. But all I allowed her was $2,000. Now, Claudia, hold on. Just forget you're talking to your kid brother, will you? I'm the attorney handling the estate. That's who you're talking to.
My goodness.
Now, here's the situation. You are not to countersign any more of Joan's checks until you talk to me. Is that clear? The $2,000 came out of an emergency fund, and it's about used up. Next thing you know, a check will bounce, and we'll have a nice hassle. I'm not going to Judge Hunter. This is going to be handled my way. Claude, this is a trust, and you can't fool around with a trust. I don't propose to go before the court and petition to dig into the principal. All right, I'll talk to Joan myself, certainly. I'll make it perfectly clear. Is it clear to you now? Okay. Good night, Claude.
Oh, Jack, you were wonderful.
Huh?
Well, you look just like Judge Hunter while you were talking to her. I think you're the best lawyer in the world.
Precisely, precisely.
Oh, Jack, let's not worry about any little old troubles now or bills or anything else. Let's just go to bed and have a long night's sleep.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, it can pay to remember Alka-Seltzer when you suffer from the discomfort of acid indigestion. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer for welcome relief from this distress. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, then drink that sparkling, refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer acts quickly to reduce excess gastric acidity and so relieves the discomfort of acid indigestion. Take Alka-Seltzer next time and see for yourself how it helps you feel better fast. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy. Get it at any drugstore. Now, here's Father Barber.
Yes. On behalf of our sponsor, we wish to thank you for your magnificent response in sending for the Barber family album. It was overwhelming and most gratifying. There were so many, many thousands of requests, there may be some delay before you get your album. So please be patient. Thank you.
Remember Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, for the treatment of athlete's foot symptoms. The misery-making irritation of athlete's foot, that terrific itching, burning sensation, can be relieved with Bactine. And more important, the fungus germs that cause athlete's foot can be checked by the powerful germ-killing action of Bactine. Bactine gives a cooling, soothing sensation, really a wonderful feeling of relief from the discomfort of athlete's foot. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Use it for athlete's foot faithfully every day according to directions. Also, read the descriptive folder that comes with your bottle of Bactine for its many, many other helpful uses. Be sure you ask your druggist for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Toots in Pursuit of Knowledge, Chapter 13, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.